Lindsey Streeter with our good friends from Bank of America joining us, and he's been on before. And Bank of America does a concerted effort. It's almost a blueprint for corporations on really how to focus on veterans' transition when they leave service into the private sector or business sector, civilian sector, because the military is real good maybe at recruiting, retaining, but not discharging, if you will. When they leave, they have a little quick course in a week, and most veterans forget it, and then they're all of a sudden out there on their own, waking up one morning saying, what do I do? Bank of America is doing it right. Lindsey, thanks for being back on the show. Good morning, New Hampshire, the pulse of an H.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me, man. And I really appreciate another opportunity to gain some exposure in front of your esteemed audience. And you've hit it on the head, man. I think the military does its best the job as it can in getting their service members ready to transition. But there are some gaps and opportunities that we here at Bank of America seem to have kind of put our arms around, and we're paying particular attention to our veterans and our military families as they struggle with the fits and jerks associated with transitioning.
You've done it well, and you do it right. Talk about specifically some of the ways you have learned to do it and how important. I mean, that's your role, right, Lindsey, at the Bank of America, the biggest bank. They actually care enough to have someone like you with your background, by the way, and you can share that with us. Full-time within the bank, trying to serve veterans and your fellow employees and clients in the company, right?
Yeah, John. I'm fortunate. You know, I did a little north of 31 years, culminating with me retiring at the rank of Command Sergeant Major. And just really fortunate to come here and land at a company that cares about its veterans, man. And I lead military affairs here at the company, so I'm charged with both the external relationship for the company and then the internal welfare of our veterans and our military families. And so we put a few things in place in different programs that help us with that. We have a dedicated teammate in life event services that takes a look at our veterans. And in any associated move or a life event that occurs with that family, she's there to ensure that it's handled smoothly. You know, we have veterans here at the company that are still married to service members that are currently serving. And so, you know, sometimes there's a move associated with that, and that this person comes alongside them to make sure that they achieve or realize the portability that's required to continue continuity of work. And then we have a great onboarding program where we take our new veterans and we pair them with a tenured veteran, and we hold their hands for about the first 90 days just to ensure that they get through the fits and jerks of assimilation. You know, they got to understand, you know, brown shoes and brown belt, right? So yep. We got somebody there that they can ask the stupid question to and make them feel comfortable and just not be a one-off here at the company. So we've done a lot to ensure that our veterans have the proper scaffolding around them that shores them up and assures that they transition smoothly.
Well, Lindsey Streeter, Bank of America on the veterans transition side. Well, Lindsey, you and I know as we get older, there's no stupid questions, right? If there's a question, there's a question. But the other thing I've learned, Lindsey, maybe you can speak to this. There's a difference between a company or corporation saying, hey, we like our veterans. We want to hire our veterans. We're veteran friendly. But there's a big difference between being veteran ready. And what I tell a lot of companies or business owners, it's you don't want to just hire a veteran. It is the right thing to do, and not because it feels good. You want it to be a good fit, because it doesn't serve the veteran or your business if after 6 months for a year, you don't have a culture within that company of team and community that the veteran wants to play for and leaves. It doesn't do anyone any good. So speak to that veteran-friendly versus veteran-ready, to really have a culture within an institution to understand and support and really pair veterans with veterans as well as people who never served to make the business better. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely, John. And that's exactly what I challenged leaders here with is taking a look at the front door, right? We want to make sure that there's the right fit. We want the right athlete on the right team. So we take a close look at the talent coming in to ensure that we put them in a properly colored seat. And they sit there and they feel good and they add value from day one. And then the living room, right? We wanted to make sure that inside the house that we've done the things necessary to make our veterans feel comfortable. And that's why we have our onboarding initiative. And that's why we have our veteran development program that continues to upskill our veterans that are here. And we have a different observances and we make them feel good about being here at the company and welcome. And what we're finding is that it closes the back door. And something that we didn't expect was what happened in the driveway. Right. What happened out in the driveway is that our referral process through this culture of being veteran ready has given an armed out teammates with the assurance that they can refer buddies to this company and they'll be taken care of.
And Lindsay, of course, you head up the military affairs strategy, but if I'm right, a number of years ago, your CEO, Brian Moynihan, set a goal of how many veterans, but also what are some of the jobs veterans are filling at Bank of America? And typically, you know, when you think of what are some of the types of jobs?
Yeah, so the CEO did back in 2014. He boldly proclaimed that that military Bank of America will hire about 10,000 veterans to come to the company. Of course, we nearly doubled that number since that time, and they're in every line of business. To answer your question more specifically, you find them on the front line in the financial centers. You find them in back offices. You find them over in global tech and ops. They're really bursting us at the seams with their cyber capabilities. So we got a lot of cyber operators that are finding the bank an attractive place to come and insert their skill set. So they're all over the company, and we're growing leaps and bounds. They're over in the private bank and an investment bank. So we have them all over the place, and we're really proud of the work that they're putting in here at the company.
Well, Lindsay, again, thank you for your service. Thank you to Bank of America, what you're doing. But if some of our listeners, and many do, we have a high veteran population, believe it or not, in our state, even though we don't have a huge, huge base like some of the other states, like North Carolina, for example. But I think almost 10% of our population are veterans. If a listener knows of a transitioning military veteran who might be a good candidate for Bank of America, How should they get in touch with you, Lindsay?
Yeah, we're easy to find. Careers.bankofamerica.com, John. Careers.bankofamerica.com. Go there. Boldly identify as a veteran. Look for opportunities. It's a very easily navigatable site that allows you to mine down and look at location and or skill set. They can find us there. Also, we were named the number four company in the world for best for veterans this year. So come find us. Others are saying good things, and I'm feeling good about the things that the company's doing.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it very much, Lindsay. Thank you. And by the way, my real name is John, so you got that right. But I could go by Jack, but I felt like I was back in school. John, my parents, I know I love it. I appreciate it. Lindsay, again, thank you very, very much for your service. What did you say, almost 30 years?
31, Jack.
No, yes, but you're young. But our president's 80. People running for office. You're young. You're on the young side still.
Yeah. I still got a little gas in the tank. So
well, all right. Hey, we always have Tom Brady out there. I don't know if he's going to come back. All right. Thank you, Lindsay.
I appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you. Great stuff. Bank of America, our friends there.